best-selling author and illustrator Jan Brett launches the national tour for her new book, The Christmas Sweater, in Rutland, Vermont on Friday, November 28th. It is the kickoff to her bus tour, where she visits 23 cities in just 17 days. Jan Brett is one of the few working authors today that gets to travel the country, visiting bookstores, libraries, and schools in a show-stopping bus showcasing art from her book, The Christmas Sweater. The new Christmas classic features an adventurous boy and an adorable pug in a Christmas sweater who saves the day. With more than 44 million books in print, Jan Brett is one of the nation's foremost illustrators of children's books. The Friday event will be presented by Phoenix Books and will feature a live drawing demonstration. It takes place at the Paramount Theater in Rutland, Vermont at 5 p.m. Again, the new book is A Christmas Sweater, and it is a great pleasure to welcome Jan Brett to the roundtable once again. Thank you very much for being with us. It's always a delight to have you on the program.
Oh, thank you. It's good to talk to you again.
Thank you so much. So The Christmas Sweater, first of all, I have a pug in my life, and this book is just beautiful. No, her name is Chief.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Beautiful dogs, and this is a beautiful book. What brought you to this particular story?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I started out, like many stories, it has lots of different threads in it, no pun intended. It started out when we went to Montana. We stayed at a wilderness lodge. It was my husband was there, and he didn't go on the snowshoe trip, but it was myself, my daughter, and my daughter's mother-in-law. We went out in the woods on snowshoes. The woods there is not like New England. It's all these Engelmann spruce that are like exactly the same, and you don't have the variation of like huge giant rocks and things like that. But it was the wild woods, and off we went on our snowshoes, and it starts to snow. Well, we were planning on just following our tracks back to the lodge with this deep snow. Well, it was what they call a dump. The snow came down so fast and furiously that within minutes, we didn't know where we were. They were completely covered, the snow tracks. We all thought we came from different directions. Back to the, sniffing the air for like smoke. And then my daughter had her GPS, and that's what saved us, because it was getting dark. And I don't know what would have happened, but it's not something that would happen in New England. Well, maybe it would, but, we weren't prepared. That's the end all. So that night I'm like lying in bed thinking, geez, that was a close call. And I started thinking about lost and found stories, Hansel and Gretel leaving the breadcrumbs. And then I loved Greek myths as a child and as an adult. I think they're wonderful. And I remembered the story of Ariadne giving Theseus, the hero, a ball of yarn that he could take to the labyrinth where the terrible monster lived. And the Minotaur, which is half bull and half person, man, and he ate human flesh. Now, I don't know if I'm going to say human flesh when I do my talk, but he was a bad guy, this monster. And so he vanquished him, this is Theseus, by following this ball of golden thread through the labyrinth. So the labyrinth, of course, is like really complicated twists and turns and impossible to find your way in and out unless you had the magic ball of golden thread. So I was thinking of that, and that kind of made a little dent in my mind. And then it all came together as this little boy has this beloved pug. The grandmother knits him the pug. It was her in this case. A beautiful Christmas sweater with all kinds of baubles and embellishments and spangles and little details, embellishments. And the dog, of course, does not like it, because if you have a pug, you know that they're quite dignified.
Oh, yes.
And they really they have that stature and that allotted a little package kind of personality. So he does not like the sweater, but the little boy doesn't want the grandmother's feelings to be hurt. So he says, oh, I'll take my snowshoes and we'll go for a trip and you can wear your Christmas sweater. But when they get outside, the dog has short legs. Now, that was another reason that I picked a pug, because its legs aren't really short, but they're pretty short, too short for like 3 feet of snow. And so he pops them in the backpack and off they go. Well, as it snows, as they go on their hike, they have to go under these snow-laden branches, and a little bit of the sweater gets caught in the branch, and it unwinds. But they don't see that because they're going forward and watching their steps through the snow. The dog's in the backpack, and meanwhile, the sweater is unwinding behind them. And if you look really carefully, you can see there's a little bit of red is winding behind them. So they finally get to their destination, or what they think is their destination, because by this time the snow has fallen so fast and hard that they don't know where they are. And he looks at the dog, and they're having their snacks now, and the sweater's gone. Well, how could a sweater be missing? The dog starts barking, and there's a little golden angel in the snow. And when the little boy Theo picks it up, he sees that it's attached to the red yarn, and that's how they find their way home.
It is a beautiful story. There is one illustration you were talking about, the short legs. There's an early illustration where the pug is just in the snow, and you just see the face coming out. It's just adorable. It's very, very cute.
Oh, thank you. Well, I had the most wonderful model, and then that's really when I decided it had to be a pug, because I have chickens, and so I was going to the feed store, and one of the people that worked there brought her pug, who was like under a year old, and the most elegant, dignified, sensitive, beautiful little dog you have ever seen, and the coat was like velvet and just sweet as could be, and I said, this is the dog. It was like magic. Like, this is the one. And love at first sight. And so we invited them to come to our house for, it was like fall, and we had a professional photographer, and they spent all morning taking pictures of the dog. I have this whole portfolio of beautiful pug pictures of all angles, which, because I need that. I need the all angles.
It seems though you just enjoy, and this book is delightful in this fact that there are many dog cast members, and so German Shepherds and Golden Retrievers and Labs and Poodles and Saint Bernards, and that's, it's lovely because they're just beautiful, and a lot of them good winter dogs too.
Yeah. Well, I'm a runner, so I always go in these like state parks and stuff, and I see all these dogs, and I don't have a dog myself, and I love to look at them with their different personalities. It's just great. And I love to see if they look like their owners, which they do about 50% of the time.
So you're back on the bus. This is very exciting. I've had the great pleasure of being on the bus and talking to you and your husband. And it is it's just such a fun thing that you do. And you're starting off this trip in Rutland. And it's a wonderful place to start, I think.
Isn't that great? Well, you know, people don't realize this, but I have a really isolated life. Our kids are grown up, and it just takes a long time to do the books. It takes like an hour to an inch. I've told you that before. It's not like cookies, but you know, it really takes a long time. And so I'm by myself all the time. So all of a sudden, I get to see little kids, teachers, librarians, parents, all of these people that love books, and it's just so affirming, and it's really a big happiness for me. And I get to do a little drawing and tell them about the way I do things, which is not the way a lot of people are doing things these days, because they're using AI and they're using computer programs and stuff. And I love to be able to say, well, guess what? I write it out by hand, and I don't use a computer, and I don't let the publisher, which, you know, I have a choice in this matter, to mess around with my artwork with computer tools. And with the exception of the display type, which they get to, the designer does that. But sometimes I will color in the type and, you know, make it the way I want it to be so it looks, you know, crafted like a human hand did it.
Yes.
So I don't know how you feel about it, but I want kids to know that how much pleasure you can get from creating things from your, and it's authentic when you create things by yourself, not with somebody choosing a character from a book of characters or, you know, on your computer screen and that kind of thing.
What fascinated me is in having watched several of your presentations of, as you're doing the drawing, it is as if you're doing a magic trick, because when it starts to develop and evolve and then pop out of, oh, that's what it is, the kids just, they literally squeal in delight. It's such a cool moment.
Yeah, and you know, I've gone to schools and drawn, and they've drawn along with me, and then I'll ask them to hold their drawings up, and there'll be a huge gasp from all the adults, because these kids, anybody can draw. And the thing is about these kids' drawings, they're all better than mine, because I've like worn away all the edges. They have all their emotions and thoughts and everything go right into the drawing, and they come out with all these great ideas because they haven't been, I don't know, stamped down about, like, you know, don't do it this way, do it this way. It's just great. I love children's drawings, and I love their energy and freshness and stuff. And I think that is one reason I have a book every year, because I love being in that mode of remembering what it's like to be back, you know, 6 or 7 years old and have this great sense of adventure, and being able to create something is so exciting, and I love that.
23 cities in 17 days. That seems like a lot, and it is. But it's a lovely time of the year to do it. And you, you start near home and you end near home.
Yeah. No, well, we fly home, actually.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, sometimes we do a loop. But this year we're just going out and back. So there's not so much time, you know, just travel time on the bus. It's more concentrated in the East Coast and the South. And actually we go all the way to Texas, but the bus is great because I'm able to go to towns that are maybe not that close to a huge hub like New York, Chicago, San Francisco, that kind of thing, which I would used to do when I would fly, and then I would go off and that would be like satellite towns around there. But this way I can go to places that are a little bit off the beaten path, or not even off the beaten path, but away from a big hub, airplane hub.
Like Rutland.
Like Rutland. Yes. It's really fun for me. And yeah, I love the kids. They will ask me questions. Well, sometimes I will ask them questions just to kind of break the ice. And then sometimes I'll get some very interesting answers. Like, what is your favorite animal? And especially there's a certain age where they love exploring all the different animals of the world. And they'll tell me about some animal I've never even heard of. And like the bongo, this is antelope in Africa that was like discovered in 1937. And they'll have this like child 7 years old tell me all about the bongo. And I go, wow, maybe I'll do a book about that one. That sounds pretty good. I was just going to say, and I get a lot of little boys that love sharks. So I always say, and they're vegetarians, right? And they go, no, they're not vegetarians.
Well, the new book is absolutely gorgeous and such a beautiful story. The Christmas Sweater is out. There's also a very cool new edition of The Nutcracker out, which came out in 2021, but is out with a new edition, and that's very cool as well. But Jan Brett, The Christmas Sweater, the bus is coming to Rutland at the Paramount Theater, 5 p.m. on Friday the 28th, and it will be far from a Black Friday as the bus pulls into town. Jan Brett, what a delight to have you on the program. Thank you so much for being with us, and safe travels all the way around.
Oh, thank you so much. Maybe I'll get to see you in person, Tanglewood, this summer.
I look forward to it. Excellent. Thanks so much. Be well,
thank
Jan.
You.
Thank you. Again, best-selling author and illustrator Jan Brett launches the national tour for her new book, The Christmas Sweater, in Rutland, Vermont, on Friday, November 28th. PhoenixBooks.biz for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.